back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, of course, recording, as you can see, not from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport, but it doesn't matter. We go where the news is, and this guy always has a lot of news, Ryan Hunt. He's the CEO of the Michigan Works Association, the statewide conglomeration of all those Michigan Works offices that you see as you drive around. And Ryan, as always, welcome back to the show. It's always good to spend time with you.
Good to spend time with you as well, Chris. Thank you again for having me on this month.
Listen, we recently were discussing the then upcoming legislative day. So now it's in the past. Tell me how it went and, you know, what were some of the issues we went in with?
Yeah, we had a wonderful legislative day across the Michigan Works Network on Wednesday, March 13th. The weather was very cooperative. We had probably the warmest, nicest day weather-wise that we've had for a legislative day for the Michigan Works Association in mid-March in recent memory. Really, the heart of the issues that we focused on in talking with lawmakers was primarily around additional funding for the Going Pro Talent Fund, also making sure that we were focused on supportive services for job seekers that face numerous and very complex barriers to employment, and also focusing on short-term training and credentials, not just for employers through the Going Pro Talent Fund, but also for individuals who are looking to upskill themselves into one of those high-demand careers we hear about all the time across Michigan. We did meet with 90 lawmakers last week for our legislative day, and we're looking forward to continuing the conversation with them, both in Lansing and in their home districts over the next year.
Unbelievable. I didn't know there were 90 legislators. That's quite a day. You know, one of the things, having been part of that legislative day, is how receptive these legislators are. And a lot of the times, they're the ones you wind up meeting with, which is difficult for them to do.
Correct. Yeah. And they are very focused this year, it seems like, on workforce development. We're hearing all sorts of news and data coming out from the state, from around the country, on the continuing talent shortage that numerous employers in a range of industries are facing. And we know the best asset that we have in Michigan is our people. We need to make sure that employers and individuals have access to quality training resources, quality educational pathways as well, whether that's a short-term credential, whether that's a two-year or a four-year degree. We need to do a better job of training and educating individuals to prepare them for the 21st century economy here in Michigan.
So listen, we know what happens in Washington in an election year. How is it here at the state? Are we getting traction still and are things happening?
There is some traction. I would say that because the House is split right now, 54 to 54, there is a little bit of stalling right now in terms of what is advancing through the legislative chambers. However, we do know there are a couple of special elections coming up in April. And I think once those are completed, the legislature will come back together in both chambers and really focus on the issues of the day, of which workforce development continues to be one of those top priorities for lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. So it does have bipartisan support, especially talking about programs like the Going Pro Talent Fund.
Yeah. Listen, less than a month from now, your Impact Awards. Tell us about that celebration. That's a pretty cool day.
It is a cool day. It's even cooler, Chris, because you are the MC for the second time in 3 years. So thank you once again for being with us on April 17th. Every year we come together to celebrate our Impact Awards, which is a great opportunity for us to showcase across the Michigan Works Network which employers and which individuals have accessed and utilized workforce development services through the Michigan Works Network over the past year. We're very much looking forward to being joined not only by award winners, but also employers, key stakeholders, lawmakers as well. Again, that event is taking place on April 17th inside Heritage Hall at the State Capitol Building in Lansing.
You know, if you haven't been in Heritage Hall too, find a way in there because it is a gorgeous facility. So over half a dozen categories of recognition. Run some of those down for us.
Yeah, so we have 16 award winners and each of those nominations comes in. We have one from each of the 16 local Michigan Works regions. Again, these are individuals or employers that have utilized Michigan Works services over the past year. Folks like Brandon Nowak, who came to Michigan Works West Central after 18 months of incarceration, but because of hard work, perseverance, and access to quality training resources, he was able to successfully complete his CDL training and he found gainful employment in 2023. Also in West Michigan, they worked with Kira, who is a refugee from Ukraine. She had taught at a horticultural school in Ukraine, and because of her work experience, West Michigan Works was able to work with her and a number of other community partners to get her connected to Walter Gardens in Zeeland. So those are just two examples of the stories that we're going to share during our Impact Awards on April 17th. And please do attend the event. We'd love to share all the wonderful things happening across the Michigan Works Network and how these workforce development resources are impacting real people in real time all across the state.
You know, still a talent issue here. Outside of the legislative priorities, what are the biggest talent issues and solutions? And we've got about a minute left.
Yeah, the biggest talent issues right now is getting folks connected to jobs for those high demand employment opportunities, but also meeting people where they are. We know that with unemployment rates that are historically low, not just in Michigan, but across the country, many of the individuals who are trying to access workforce development resources as a job seeker are facing fairly complex and significant barriers to employment, whether that be transportation, childcare, housing, food access. So the more that we are advocating on their behalf to get them connected to not only job opportunities, but also supportive services to help them mitigate some of those challenges, then we're really helping all individuals in all corners of the state of Michigan, regardless of their walk of life.
Well, keep up the good work, buddy, because we need what you're doing. Ryan Hunt, the CEO of Michigan Works Association, headquartered in Lansing, Michigan. You've been listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.